It's Central Time. I'm Darrell Connor.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, if you think those risk-free product trials that you see online are too good to be true, you're probably right. We'll talk to the Better Business Bureau about why those offers are likely to be pricey scams.
First, flu activity is picking up steam in parts of the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting high levels in 9 states. Last week, only Georgia and Colorado were in that category. 11 children have died from the flu or pneumonia so far this season.
Here in Wisconsin and the upper Midwest, there's not a whole lot going on flu-wise yet, but we've got a long way to go before flu season will be over.
Health officials nationwide are saying it's way too early to know how bad this year is going to be. They're also encouraging people to get their flu shots before more and more cases start popping up.
Dr. Al DeBobne is an infectious disease specialist at Mayo Clinic Health System in La Crosse. Dr. DeBobne, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So what is your take on this start to the year's flu season? Is it fairly typical so far, or does anything stand out to you?
Flu activity is variable year to year. Typically the peak is around February, but we start to see activity around late fall, early winter, so around December. So that's kind of the typical case for the flu season.
So we're in the beginning part of the season. It'll peak in probably 6 or 8 weeks. When does it generally taper off?
It could last all the way until May, but typically the peak is around February. So typically we tell patients to kind of expect the flu season to last anywhere from October to May, with the heaviest activity between December and February.
So I have to say, looking around here at work, out in public with friends, there are a lot of people that seem kind of low-level sick. How do you tell if there might be flu going on or if it's more just the garden variety colds and general snuffles?
Absolutely. Typically what we tell patients to look for is, high fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, muscle aches, and the fever tends to be a little on the high side. And, typically people are a little bit sicker than a typical cold. So that's kind of what we ask people to kind of look for.
And does a flu case tend to last a little longer than a cold as well?
It can. Yeah, absolutely. And people tend to be a bit more infectious, and they can transmit the virus anywhere from 1 to 4 days, depending on when they got sick.
And who do you recommend should get the flu shot?
The recommendation is for anybody, really, 6 months and older. And it's a fairly broad recommendation, but there are populations that are at higher risk for flu complications, like people that are older than 65, people with chronic medical conditions like diabetes, people that are pregnant, people with chronic kidney disease, and then young kids. So these are the groups that tend to be affected by the flu virus with higher morbidity and mortality. But really the recommendation for the flu vaccine is anybody 6 months and older.
So, Dr. DeBobne, you said that the flu season starts around December. It peaks around February, but it can go as far as maybe May or even kind of trickle after that. I know that a lot of healthcare facilities and drugstores were starting to talk about, time to get your flu shot in September and October. How long does the flu shot last?
It can last you for the entire season, so you don't have to get another shot if you get it early. We usually say, the flu season begins, late fall, early winter. And, depending on the year, you may have an uptick of flu activity earlier than previous years. But what we typically say is to recommend that whenever the flu vaccine becomes available, to go ahead and get your flu shot. It does take the flu shot about 2 weeks to provide full immunity. So if you get it, today, it does take about 2 weeks for it to kick in.
So there's never a time where it's too early to get it if the vaccine is available for that flu season?
Absolutely. If it's available, you can go ahead and get it. You don't want to wait until we're in the middle of a full-fledged influenza season to get your vaccine, and that's because it does take about 2 weeks. That doesn't mean that, you know, if you didn't get your flu shot that you shouldn't get it. You're better off getting it than not getting it.
We're talking with Dr. Al Dababneh right now. He's an infectious disease specialist at Mayo Clinic Health System in La Crosse, and we're talking about this year's flu season, what it might look like, and reasons to get the vaccination. Now, I know, Dr. Dababneh, that the flu virus every year is a little different. Different strains are stronger than others. How is it determined what will be in the flu vaccine for a particular year?
It depends on circulating virus strains in the southern hemisphere. So pretty much based on data that we have, we try and come up with a best guess in terms of what's going to happen in the northern hemisphere. And that's what generates the recommendation for the specific virus strains in the flu vaccine.
And how effective, what's the range of how effective the flu vaccine tends to be in a particular year?
You know, it's fairly variable, and it's kind of hard to tell how effective the flu vaccine is going to be this year. But overall, what we say is, yeah, you're definitely better off with the vaccine than without it. And people tend to do better with the vaccine than without it.
There are people who feel like they get flu symptoms, maybe much milder, but they get flu symptoms after getting the flu shot. Is that a reaction to the vaccination, or is that just a coincidence?
Usually the concern that people have is that they may develop the flu from the flu vaccine. And what we say is you really can't develop the flu from the flu vaccine. Really, when people get the fever, it's just a response to getting the vaccine. And it just says that your immune system is reacting to it, and you're probably developing, a good response to the vaccine.
Do we have a sense of, out of the people who are able to get the vaccine, what percentage are being vaccinated for the flu each year?
In terms of the exact numbers, roughly about 50% of the people that can get it do get it. But again, there's a lot of people that should get it that don't. And really, when it comes to getting the vaccine, you're not only protecting yourself, you're also protecting those that can get the vaccine for various reasons. So, like I said, the vaccine is indicated for kids that are 6 months and older. So if you happen to have an infant that's less than 6 months, they can't really get the flu vaccine. So what we say is you're not only protecting yourself, you're also protecting those around you.
And you said that there are some people who are not able to get the flu vaccine. What makes someone ineligible for it?
There are some contraindications like Guillain-Barré where a person can get the flu vaccine. But it doesn't hurt to talk to your doctor about getting the flu shot, and they can tell you whether or not you would qualify. There were some concerns about egg allergy, but we do have kind of an egg-free vaccine. Some people have a fear of needles. There is a nasal vaccine, so they don't have to get an injection. So there's different vaccines that are available, and really it's a good discussion to have with your regular doctor about whether or not the vaccine is good for you. But like I mentioned, the CDC does recommend it for everybody, and Guillain-Barré is really one of the main indications for people not to get the flu shot. Or if you've had a serious reaction to the flu vaccine previously.
And Dr. Dababneh, of course, you're saying that the best thing is to get the flu shot. In addition to that, are there other ways to limit our risk of getting sick?
Yeah, absolutely. Hand washing. That's one of the main things that people should do. Wash your hands. The other thing is, if you're sick, to stay at home. In terms of, staying away from people that, at high risk of developing complications if they get the virus. The other thing is, if you're coughing or sneezing, to cough and sneeze in your elbow as opposed to coughing in your hands, try and get the flu shot. One of the things that people kind of tend to think is that, hey, I'll get the flu shot if I get sick, but sometimes you can transmit the virus even though you don't have any symptoms.
Oh, and as you said, it takes a couple weeks to be fully effective. Before we let you go, Dr. Dabhavani, are there any other seasonal illnesses popping up or other things that you're preparing for as an infectious disease specialist?
Right now, what we're looking for is influenza. That's kind of the main thing that's on our radar right now. So far, we haven't had a lot of cases in our area. So far, we've had about six since October. And luckily, we haven't had any deaths in Wisconsin related to the flu, and that's in the pediatric population.
Well, Dr. Dabhavani, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dr. Al Dabhavani is an infectious disease specialist at Mayo Clinic Health System in La Crosse. We talked with him about the start of this year's flu season. Again, the CDC is reporting high activity in nine states, but a minimal level so far here in Wisconsin.